This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Afghanistan is confronting an epic humanitarian crisis and is on the verge of a development catastrophe. That's according to UN Chief Antonio Guterres in a message on Wednesday delivered to a meeting on now Taliban-controlled Afghanistan's future, organised by neighbouring Iran. The Secretary-General told regional nations represented there that there were four areas where international action was needed, starting with an immediate boost in humanitarian relief, with a massive UN aid operation already underway. The UN chief said the Taliban were now granting more access to areas in need and providing security for UN staff. Continued collaboration to ensure protection for refugees and more support for countries hosting them, such as Iran and Pakistan, is also essential, he added. Second, we must find ways to avoid a total meltdown of the Afghan economy, he said, and Afghans need an inclusive and representative government that respects international humanitarian law and upholds human rights. Finally, he said the country and the whole region needs greater security and must not become a haven for terrorists or a centre for drug trafficking. The jobs recovery is stalled, and disparities between advanced and developing countries threaten to drag down the global economy, warned the International Labour Organization, ILO, on Wednesday. The UN agency is projecting that global hours worked this year will be 4.3% below pre-pandemic levels, the equivalent of 125 million full-time jobs. That's a dramatic revision of the projection made in June of 3.5% or 100 million full-time jobs. The eighth edition of the ILO monitoring report, COVID-19 in the World of Work, also warns of a great divergence between developed and developing countries, saying it will persist without concrete financial and technical support. And finally, civilians, including peacekeepers, journalists, aid workers and minorities in the Central African Republic, CAR, have been violently harassed and intimidated by so-called Russian instructors from the Wagner Group, UN independent rights experts said on Wednesday. "We're extremely concerned about intimidation and recent reports of violent harassment by private military and security contractors against individuals and communities," they said in a statement. Russian instructors operating as military and security personnel work closely with the CAR army and police and carry out arrests and detentions, meaning victims often have no access to justice, the experts warned. Impunity for abuses continues for all perpetrators, the army as well as military and security officers working for the Wagner Group. Earlier this month, a special commission of inquiry set up by the CAR government to shed light on violence in the country determined that human rights and international law violations have been committed, including by, quote, Russian instructors. Matt Wells, UN News.